Will the Senate come to order? And will the members please vote to signify their presence?
The roll shows 16 members present. Senators Cowdery, Kukesh, McGuire, and Terrio are excused.
Major Joe Huttenlocher of Salvation Army will be offering the invocation today.
Good morning. The proverb says, if a ruler listens to lies, all his officials become wicked. O God, as we together in this week, may we look back on things accomplished that will lead to a better state, needs met of its citizens who are in need and most vulnerable. And though there are days ahead to still accomplish many more things, may these men and women, senators of this great state of Alaska, be self-controlled, disciplined to lead, and make right choices based on honorable information and debate. Uphold them in the hours and the days that lie ahead. May they not be shaken from what lays before them. And I thank you, O God, for this privilege to pray for them. And I ask all these things in thy great name, and may it be so. Amen.
Senator Ellis, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Will the Secretary please certify the journal?
I certify as to the correctness of the journals for the 23rd and 24th legislative days.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent the journals be approved as certified by the Secretary.
And without objection, so ordered. Senator Hoffman.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Without objection, the prayer will be spread on the journal. Introduction of guests. Senator French.
Good morning, Madam President. I have the distinct pleasure of introducing a visiting constituent who is in the Ziegler Gallery behind me, if you would please rise. Kirk Wickersham is here today, and many of you may know him from his public and business pursuits in the past. He's also the father of Lauren Wickersham, who used to work in the Senator for District P's office, is now the Special Assistant to the Commissioner of the Department of Public Safety. Mr. Wickersham has recently had his name forwarded by the Governor for consideration as one of the members of the Board of Regents for the University of Alaska. I'm awfully proud to have him back in my district. Please help me give him a warm Senate welcome.
Message from the Governor.
I have no messages from the Governor, Madam President.
Message from the House.
Message dated February 8th, stating the House has passed and is transmitting the following for consideration. CS for House Bill Number 21, State Affairs, by the House State Affairs Committee. An act relating to the state flag and relating to the proper retirement of an official state flag.
State Affairs.
I have no further messages from the House.
Communications.
The following report has been received. Report to the State of Alaska, dated January 2007, from the Alaska Railroad Corporation. I have no further communications.
Reports to standing committees.
The Labor and Commerce Committee considered Senate Bill Number 59, Broadcasting Promoting Charitable Gaming. New Zero Fiscal Note, signing due pass, Senator Ellis Chair, Senators Bundy, Davis, Stevens, Hoffman. The bill has a further referral to the Rules Committee. I have no further standing committee reports.
Reports of special committees.
I have no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
There are no Senate resolutions for introduction.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill Number 77 by Senator Bundy, an act prohibiting use of agency shop fees for political contributions or expenditures.
State Affairs.
Senate Bill Number 78 by Senator French, an act relating to the installation of window tinting in automobiles.
Transportation Judiciary.
Senate Bill Number 79 by Senator Bundy, an act making an appropriation for reimbursement to boroughs and cities for granting of property tax exception and providing for an effective date.
CNRA and Finance. Just briefly, please. Back in order.
Senate Bill Number 80 by Senators Wagner, Terrio, Dyson, Wilkin, Elton, French, Kukesh, Thomas, Wilikowski, Green, Stevens, Davis, Stedman. An act relating to allowable lease expenditures for the purpose of determining the production tax value of oil and gas for the purposes of the oil and gas production tax and providing for an effective date.
Resources, Finance.
Those are all the Senate bills for introduction.
Consideration of the daily calendar.
Citations. In memoriam, Howard Anderson. In memoriam, Elsie Rose Perrin Mellett. In memoriam, Annie Sessman. In memoriam, Joseph W. Dilley. In memoriam, Ellen M. Bishop.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent the citations on today's calendar be approved.
Without objection, so ordered. Under unfinished business.
I'd like to request to move the order of the day back to introduction of guests.
Okay.
Thank you.
Without objection, under introduction of guests.
A very dear friend of mine and someone who I've known for a long time. He has a long-standing history in our community, Northeast Community Council's Rod McCoy, and he has been past president. He was one of the founders of our community council. He is on the Hand Commission in Anchorage. He's very active in the community. He's a true community leader. I'd like the Senate to please help me welcome Rod McCoy.
Senator Stevens.
Madam President, I move that your name be added as a co-sponsor on Senate Bill 69, the clemency bill.
Without objection, so ordered. Wilkowski, Huggins, Wilkin, Elton, Stedman, Hoffman, Stevens, Ellis, French, Davis, Thomas, Olson. Further unfinished business. Senator Stedman.
Yes, thank you, Madam President. I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from a call of the Senate from p.m. plain time Thursday, February 15th, to a.m. plain time Monday, February 19th, for personal and state business.
Without objection, so ordered.
Unanimous consent that I be excused from a call of the Senate from p.m. plain time Thursday, February 22nd, to a.m. plain time Monday, February 26th, for personal and state business.
Without objection, so ordered. Senator Wagner.
Thank you, Madam President. I would move and ask unanimous consent of the body to be excused from afternoon plain time Wednesday, March 7th to evening plain time Tuesday, March 13th for state business to attend Energy Council.
Without objection, so ordered. Senator French.
Madam President, thank you. I'd move and ask unanimous consent to be excused from a call of the Senate on Sunday, February 11th until evening plain time for personal business.
Without objection, so ordered. Senator Stevens. The motion? Oh, no, you don't. Never mind. No. Thank you. I'm sorry. On the recommendation for the Commissioner of the Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development, I'm also referring the name of Emil Nadi to the Labor and Commerce Committee for joint study in committee by the House and Senate committees. Is there further unfinished business? Announcements? Special orders? Adjournment, Senator Stevens.
Madam President, I move the Senate adjourn until 11 a.m. Monday, February 12th.
Senate is adjourned.